You may have seen the film Animal Kingdom. It's still showing in some theatres around the country. But have you read the book? It's usually the other way around. The novel is first, does well, and is adapted for film. But screen and theatre writer Stephen Sewell, who's just published Animal Kingdom, the novel, is going to join us in a second. That's the story of revenge in a criminal family, the Codys. It's told through the character of 17-year-old Jay Cody, appalled by the family violence, but inevitably affected by it and finally trapped by it. The book is based on the film, directed by David Michaud. It's a tough film that's been well reviewed. So why did Stephen Sewell, an accomplished and successful screenwriter and playwright, why did he want to write a novel about a film? He's speaking now to the book show's Deborah McCoy.
When I first started writing 30 years ago, what I started writing was a novel. And the principal reason that I did that was simply because I didn't know that there were writers for anything else. I didn't realise that there were contemporary playwrights or contemporary screenwriters. Well, I imagine that there were screenwriters, but I thought they all lived in Hollywood. So I started writing a novel. Anyhow, I got overwhelmed by the difficulty and the amount of words and all the impossibilities of it. And I was about to neck myself, and somebody who knew me said that they were putting on a theatre show, and they had two half-hour pieces, and they knew I was interested in writing, and did I want to write a half-hour piece for a theatre. And I wrote it, and I really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed the sociability of the theatre, and it was fantastic. And so I then spent the next 30 years of my life writing principally for theatre and film, thinking in my mind, the back of my mind, eventually I'll get old and wise enough to be able to write a novel.
And he did. In March, Stephen Sewell finished the second draft of his novel and sent it off to the publishers for an assessment. They decided they would publish, and the book is due out at the end of the year. But they also came back with an offer to write another novel based on Animal Kingdom. So why did he accept?
I like the film very much. I like the people involved with it. I like the story. It was a world that I was familiar with. And I could see the opportunity and the way it could complement a lot of the kind of concerns and things that I've been writing about myself over many years. So it was a very easy decision to make. The approach that I had to this, and that I think I was encouraged to, and certainly not discouraged to, was a kind of a reimagination, a reimagining of the drama. The film felt to me like a door into a world that is very rarely represented in Australian cinema, in a kind of certainly in an interesting way or an insightful way. So by entering that world, by going through that door into that world, I think we all felt that we could excavate and illuminate and find corners and darknesses that the film alludes to or alluded to, but didn't necessarily have the opportunity to enter completely.
Well, in that description of the process of reimagining, Stephen, you say we. In what way was this a collaborative process? Because, I mean, you write for film and you write for the theatre, and they're both very collaborative forms, but the novel isn't. Well, not at least for the most part.
it may be a kind of habitual way of expressing myself, but I did find I had a very close and intimate relationship with a number of editors in Melbourne University Press, and of course with David Michaud himself. David was involved in, he had, as we say, final cut on the novel.
David Michaud is the director. How did you feel about that? I mean, in some ways, it's a sort of strange hybrid thing where you've got some autonomy, but not the final say, but you've got collaboration, yet there's no real reason why you should collaborate.
it probably sounds weirder to you than it does to me, because that, for me, that's exactly what working on film, especially film, is. I mean, theatre is a little bit more a writer's medium than film is, but every now and then I kind of have a chat with someone about, you know, is theatre literature? A concept like that. Now, I don't actually regard theatre as or theatre writing as a form of literature. But if I make a concession, the concession that I make is that it's dirty literature. It's literature with a lot of people's hands on it. And you know, I'm a knockabout sort of person. I'm quite happy to stand up there and slug away in defence of my positions, but I'm also prepared to back off and do what I'm told. So this particular thing, Animal Kingdom, wasn't so difficult for me. I think if I had been an established novelist who knew his craft back to front and understood it all, I may certainly have told everyone to get stuffed. You know, I'm the master here. Mm-hmm. Or I may not have even ventured into the den.
If David Michaud, the director, had in fact final say, in what way also did you, as the writer, how did you establish your own voice for the character? I mean, you saw the film many times. How did you set aside his images and create or build your own?
I don't know how I did it. That's where, you know, how do you write? Like a,
because I'm put in mind of singers, for example, particularly opera singers who are preparing for a role, and so therefore listen to the way it's been interpreted before. That is, they go and listen to old recordings, and then have the dilemma of trying to find their own voice in that.
Yes, I'm not sure that this is the answer. If this is an answer to that question, but my kind of discipline as a writer is simply to start writing. So they sent me the DVD of the film, and I watched it, and then I started to write. And what I was writing was simply my reaction, my kind of spiritual reaction, I suppose, in a way, or my poetic reaction, however you like to say it, to what I just seen. And that was essentially the first chapter of the novel. That was the voice. That was the voice that came to me, that came, erupted within me. So that's my process. And that's not a unique process. That's just how I write.
It's more than a decade now since Stephen Sewell wrote the screenplay for the film The Boys, but the territory is not unlike that of Animal Kingdom. The Boys is a chilling film about a violent family that slowly feeds on its own resentment and anger and commits a horrible, violent crime. In Animal Kingdom, the male members of the Cody family are no strangers to crime, which escalates again to violent acts. So why is this territory with which Stephen Sewell is so familiar?
I don't know the answer to that. It's a world that I'm not frightened of. Where I was brought up was one of the most violent places in Australia, by repute anyhow.
Which area is that?
In the western suburbs of Sydney. So I remember people being scared when I was a kid, and I remember being scared myself of different things and a kind of an atmosphere of dread and foreboding. And recently I returned to it, and I realised that's still there. Very few people go on the street. Very few people on the street. The people you see on the street won't look at you, won't, you know, look you in the eye. And they won't look at you in the eye because they're frightened that you might hit them. And I realised that when I was looking at that and thinking about it as an adult, I realised that this is the working class. This is what class oppression does to you. This is what this fear that these people have is it's not because they're Lebanese or they're Italians or they're poor working class whites. It's because they're at the bottom of a pretty violent pile. And that learned sensibility, you know, because I of course spend a lot of time in quite wealthy areas as well now, and it's a completely different experience. You know, in Bondi, people will smile at you. The people in the shops will be kind to you. will ask you personal questions, simply because they have privilege. You know, they come from privilege, and they're not on the edge. So, I think what I'm trying to describe to you is, if my work looks at violence and darkness, it's because that world has been a formative part of my character.
And what about the police? Because it's also the culture of the police that's discussed in your novel and also in the film. How do you see them and the relationship of your characters and the community more generally to the role of authority, which very often is corrupt and easily corrupted?
As I kind of entered the world of Animal Kingdom, this strange sense started to take possession of me, which was that the characters of Animal Kingdom are, in a funny kind of way, prehistoric. That really they're a kind of a kernel, a tiny little core of what Australia used to be like. The Australia that I grew up in was full of people like the Codys. Not necessarily as violent as the Codys, and not necessarily as mad as them, but certainly as Australian. I think the Codys are quintessential Australians of that Chips Rafferty, you know, the world of the 50s and 60s, where you had a pretty kind of openly hostile attitude to the police and saw the police as what they were, you know, as the clobbers, the heavy-handed people who'd give you a clip across the ear hole if you stepped out of line. And to use expressions like that seems so vastly different, you know, vastly separate to the world that we live in now, which is a world of dobbers, a world of inform on your neighbour, a world of if it's suspicious, you know, like that kind of. And I don't think it's just the terrorism crisis, the post September the 11th world. I think it was something kind of an imposition has taken place. Finally the working class has just been eliminated, and we've all been turned into waiters and people hoping that Japanese tourists are going to come through the door. And with that has been a massive change in the relationship with the police, where people's idea of police, people's idea of kind of the are much happier to go along with the policeman as your friend than my parents or my parents' parents would have gone along with. The characters of Animal Kingdom, they're a relic of something that we celebrate on Anzac Day. Those people are the ones who went to the First World War, went to the Second World War. And what we forget when we're doing that is how ghastly a lot of their attitudes and dealings with the world actually were. Plenty of people want to celebrate and lay claim to being the larrikin. Well, I think the Codys are the larrikins. You know, the larrikin has a dark side too. You know, one part of me regrets one part of me celebrates the fact that they're gone or going, but another part of me regrets that as well. Regrets it simply because in the way that, you know, one regrets the passing of Don Giovanni. You know, well, what are we going to do now?
Screenwriter, playwright and novelist Stephen Sewell with our Deborah McCoy on the making of Animal Kingdom. And Stephen's other novel, Babylon, will be published by Victory Books later this year.